Hey, you're listening to Andy Mason, and this is Authentic Conversations around the messy intersection of faith, family, and business. Today, I'm going to take you on a bit of a journey that I've been walking myself, really around success, assessing success, and navigating that in the middle of today's environment. So you're going to need a pen or a paper or something to record, or you can probably go back over this at some point and actually answer some questions, because I've developed a bit of an assessment to actually assess yourself. And it's going to be different to probably what you've looked at in the past, but I trust it's going to really help you, because you really want to know, am I walking a path that at the end of this year, next year, the other year after that, am I on a track to really stand and look at myself in the mirror, or stand before God and say, I want to hear him say, well done, good and faithful. I don't want to spend my life building something to only find that I've built wrong, or there's some foundational flaws, or I've built some fantastic things, but there's some massive cracks in that foundation that sabotage the very nature of the success. So this is all around kingdom business. Now I'm going to unpack that for you as well, because that's been another journey that I've been on. I went running with a buddy, and he started to ask me questions about what's the best resource that you've got on kingdom business and you know of. And I'm starting to search all the different books. I know some wonderful books that are great resources, but they only each touch a portion or a part of it. And so I realized, oh, I need to go back to the drawing board and search and seek out and talk to some friends, which I've been on the journey of looking at. But ultimately, I realized, wow, there is no one definitive guide around what is kingdom in business other than the Bible. And then I kind of clicked and realized, oh, God, you sneak tricked me. That's what this is about. I need to get back to the basics and outline this really, really clearly. And secondly, so obviously the Bible. Number two is the Hayford Bible Handbook is really, really good. We had it in the School of Ministry. It's one of those big, heavy ones that if you drop on your toe, you smash your toe. And I searched out and grabbed it and found there's a whole section in here on the kingdom of God. And I can read a couple of pieces on that to you that'll just give you some foundations of what is the kingdom of God, and then how does that pertain to business, and then how do you know you're succeeding? Because that is really, really important. That's important. I drive. I want to know that my life is worth it, that my life counts, that I have impact, that is significant. So how do you measure that? So firstly, let's dive into Kingdom of God. This is straight out of the Hayford Bible Handbook, which I've found to be really, really good as a summary. And it says this: the kingdom of God is God's rule of grace in the world, a future period foretold by the prophets of the Old Testament and identified and ministered by Jesus at the beginning of his public ministry and continuing today through his ministry in the church, until the day that is consummated with the coming and rule on earth. What's the point? It's saying it's the rule, it's the reign, it's the regency, it's the representation of God demonstrated and modeled through the life of Jesus in the earth. Jesus brought and established the kingdom. So it was established now, but is increasing to the point when Jesus returns, which we'll see it in perfect fullness. It's modeled best by looking at Adam and Eve in the garden, clothed with Christ. There was nothing that they did apart from union with him. I love it. The analogy or the image of the rabbis with their prayer shawls, with the tassels on the end of the prayer shawls, they would walk and they'd hold and they'd wrap those tassels around their fingers on each hand. And literally the tassels represented the name, the nature, and the ways and the word of God. So literally their life is wrapped, their fingers, their work is wrapped or entwined in the ways, the nature, the word, in the name of God. And you literally have to untwine yourself in order to sin. That was like Adam in the garden. Jesus reestablished that in the fullness of it. So anything that's not seen or doesn't fit through the lens of Jesus' life on earth and how he modeled it is outside of that. So it's the kingdom of God in, on, and displayed in the earth. You can jump in and find a ton more on that in the Hayford Bible Handbook. But make sure you jump into the Bible and just go back to, is that the Bible? So some questions like, does a kingdom business, is it all about the most money? Does a kingdom business make lots and lots of money? Does a kingdom business, is it number one? Should it be number one on the Forbes 100 list? All of those sorts of questions. So here's where I've got to, and we're going to walk through an assessment. And I want your feedback on this because I'm formulating it. You can email me, andy@andyangenine.com. I'd love your emails, and I will answer. I want to know, what are those challenging questions you may have, and especially pertaining to what we're talking about, kingdom business assessment. How do I know that I'm succeeding from a kingdom business perspective? So firstly, understand there's some business metrics that actually demonstrate you are in a business. Like, as in, if you're not doing these things, if you're not paying attention to your cash flow, for example, you're actually probably not in business. So let's just split those two things out and say there is business. If you don't have customers, you're not in business. If you don't have profitability, you're not in business. It's not a business, it's a hobby. Or it may be in a startup phase or a transition. But there's some basic business metrics that you need to be measuring and taking care of. It's got nothing to, for, or against kingdom. It's just business. It's just what you do. If you are a musician, you know how to play your instrument. Otherwise, you're not a musician. You're someone who wants to be. And so let's just separate those two things out. Secondly, the kingdom of God is within us. It manifests around us in many different ways, but some of those are non-negotiable in order to be kingdom. The key to everything in the kingdom of God is right relationship with the King. And another key aspect of that is the kingdom is always increasing. Isaiah 9:6 says, of the increase of his government and peace, there is no end. So there's some starting metrics and relationships. One of the questions I get asked that I've been processing is, can you do kingdom principles without connection or union with the King? And the straightforward answer is, yes, you can. Anybody can apply any principles at any time. But the dilemma with the kingdom is powered by union with the King. So anytime I take my hand, my connection, my source outside of my connection with Jesus, the King of his kingdom, it will result in dysfunction. That's what happened with Adam. He tried to obtain, it sounded good, looks good. It's all about, hey, how can I obtain information outside of my union with the King? How can I obtain life outside of my connection with the King? It results in dysfunction, brokenness eventually. Not always up front, but always will eventually do that. So it's all about union with the King. Jesus is the key to that. So this is some foundational keys. So now's the time to grab your pen, and I want you to walk through this and just tell me where you're at. Now, for me, this is a great time to do it because of this year. I've been looking at all things that have been going on with COVID, with crises, with businesses that have been destroyed because of riots, with up and down in the economy, all of those things. You could have been living this year the best, the most Jesus-like, the most in anything, but circumstances outside of your control have shut you down and controlled you. Does that mean you've failed as a kingdom business or as a business person that's pursuing and wanting to model the kingdom of God in all that you do? Secondly, I'm starting to process, if kingdom business, these metrics don't apply to the bead maker in Africa or the person who's selling bonds in London or the person who is maybe brewing beer in Boston, whatever that may, it's got to apply to everything from rich to poor. Does this really stack up? So here's some kingdom metric challenging questions for you. Now, here's a really, really simple measure. One, you are not measuring against me, against your neighbor, against the person down the road, against the person on Forbes. That is not your comparison. You are measuring according to you. The kingdom of God is always increasing, so I want to look for increase in all of these areas. So it's a really, really simple response. You're either doing less, doing the same, or achieving more compared to And let's just say the start of this year. Compared to the start of the year, are you doing less, the same, or the more? Question number one, in your friendship with God, how near are you to Him? How much peace are you experiencing compared to the start of the year? Less, the same, or more? Take a look, 1 second, and then just score yourself. Nobody else is seeing this. This is for you, on you. Number two, are you walking in obedience, responsive to an internal conviction? Compared to the start of the year, are you doing that more, less, or the same? Super quick answers. Number three, following His voice in all of life. At the best of your ability, you're following the voice of God as He is leading you in all areas of your life. Not just a quiet time, but in all of union with God is all of life. Compared to the start of the year, less, the same, or more? That's number three. Number four, this is a challenging one. The kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. So righteousness is doing what's right. That's about obedience. Peace, we talked about, is the awareness of His presence around you. It's manifested out of friendship with God. But this other one is joy, which is different to happiness. Happiness is an external feeling, comes and goes. But joy is an internal heart posture that regardless of the situation or circumstance, you can be joyful and joy becomes your strength. So number four is, compared to the start of the year, are you experiencing joy regardless of the circumstance? Less, the same, or more? Now again, you're comparing you with you, and this is going to highlight some areas for you to grow in kingdom and in the context of your business. So that's number four. Number five, loving well. Anything we do in the kingdom that is not have love. I might grow the biggest business, the best business. I might give away $1 billion. I might raise dead businesses back to life. I could be anything, but if I don't love well, it means nothing. Jack, zip, nada. So, compared to the start of the year, am I growing less, the same, or more in loving well? And I just put, what does it look like? Being kind to yourself and people around me feel valued by me. Being kind to myself and others feel valued by me. Compared to the start of the year, are you operating in that less, the same, or more? This is a fantastic kingdom business metric. Loving well. Number six, can you easily identify areas of risk, faith in action? Are the areas around you where you're actually taking risks, expanding, moving forward? Now, risk and faith may be just standing still and not sinking. We're not of those who draw back to destruction, but those who believe to the saving of the soul. So that could be just standing and holding your ground. That's a win. So can you easily identify areas of risk or faith in action? Less, the same, or more? And number seven, there's one after this. The power of God demonstrated around you. Now, I love this. In the Amplified Version, it actually unpacks what that means. The kingdom of God is not a matter of talk, but of power. So it's way more than a manifestation of the supernatural power of God. I want that, I expect that, I see that, I walk in that, these signs follow them that believe. But it's also, you have the opportunity to get riled up and hate, and you choose love anyway. Someone does something offensive to you, and you just pay them back love and peace and blessing. That is the power of God demonstrated around you. If you just react and lash out because someone lashes out to you, that is not the power of God demonstrated around you. So how are you doing in the fullness of the context of that? The power of God manifested around you. Are you doing the less, the same, or more? And number eight, how present are you with those closest to you? The saddest thing is to build the best business on town, in town, in your church, in your fellowship, compared to anybody else. It's fantastic. It's great. But your kids don't know you and your wife thinks you're a jerk. Or the other way around. as in maybe you're the wife and your husband is like, he doesn't even know you because you're so focused on building this kingdom business that you're not present. You're not present with your family, you're not present with those closest to you. So compared to the start of this year, how present are you with those closest to you? Is it less, the same, or more? So you've just gone through 8, I would say, non-negotiable keys to kingdom and growing in kingdom. It's not about perfection, it's about progress. But these are really good things to have a look at myself, have a stare in the mirror and say, how well am I really doing? Because I can build the best business, but if I don't have these things, one, I'm not kingdom. And number two, I'm not doing something that will last. These are the non-negotiable things that must be present and be increasing if I'm going to call myself a kingdom business. And I'm sure there may be more, but this is where I'm at right now. So we've just gone through that. And now I want to touch on a couple of other questions that'll really make you think. Is now consider your specific business metrics. So when I was in banking, we had a margin. We tracked every single month. I knew what that was. I knew how many customers that I had. I'm measuring my cash flow. I'm measuring my profit and loss, my balance sheet. You might be in an inventory, whatever it is. What are those metrics metrics or KPIs, key performance indicators that you use in your business? So think on those. How do you feel about your business performance this year? I got some friends that they've been absolutely devastated this year. Others that have had the best year ever because of their industry type. So just be candid with yourself. How do you feel about your business performance? How do you measure yourself in business? Now, again, I want you to do a quick response. And we're just going to do this in A, B, a C, a D, an E, or an F, which is a fail. So from an A to an F, and you can do a plus or a minus if you want to. It's totally up to you, and nobody else is going to see this. So super fast, give yourself a score from A to F. Write it down. Okay. Now we're going to move to the next step. Take a moment, and we're going to ask Jesus how he views your performance, your success, your results this year. Just looks like this, sounds like this. Jesus, I gave myself a C, a D, or whatever it may be. What do you say, and what do you see when you view my business this year and how I have done with my business? What score would you give me? And then pause for a moment, listen to his response. It's interesting. I've done this with a few people already, just testing this out, and it's been amazing. Like every single time, Jesus looks at our performance and our success or otherwise very different to what we do. So now ask him this next question. Jesus, what do you want to know about my performance in business? What do you want me to know about my performance in business? What do you want me to know about me? What do you want me to know about you in and through my business in this season? Pause, write down his answer. Now, if you're alive, like anything like me, this is going to just mess you up in what is success and what are results and what is performance. And by no means am I saying throw away your metrics. I'm saying know your metrics, but just know them in the context of the relationship that you have with Jesus, ever increasing. There's a bunch of other questions that you could process. Just asking Jesus, are there areas where I need to improve, sharpen, or grow in my business? Are there areas that I need to let go control? Are there areas where I need to measure that I'm not currently measuring? And what are you saying for me to focus on today? Ultimately, after walking through this time, just take a pause and just ask yourself, Or as a result of this, what is the single most important area you need to focus on in order to grow? I want to give my life seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and then He's the one that adds everything else to me. I want great impact. I want great wealth, because I've got a really clear plan of what I want to do with it. But what I'm realizing and being realigned with is none of that really is a measure of success or otherwise. Number one, it's my friendship and connection and union with God in all of life. And once that's right, and then I'm doing what I need to do on a daily basis, being fiercely taking step by step by step, moving forward regardless of how it feels, that is setting me up to succeed, period. So how's this been for you? I'd love to hear from you. You can email me, Andy at andyandjanine.com. Check that out. If you want to find out more of what I'm doing and what we're launching, you can go onto the website authentic.solutions. There's a bunch of things there that we're populating. But this is a great time to reassess what we're doing, why we're doing it, and how we're doing it, and just make sure that my metrics of success are lined up to His. I bless you to have a wonderful week, and I pray that just the grace of God floods you, that the areas where you feel weak, where you're feeling like you're failing, you find a strength in Him that just messes you up in a really good way, and that you just grow from strength to strength to strength in Him. Talk next week.